Okay, Shelby, do you want to record a podcast?
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Is there anything you're excited? Well, okay, wait. This is episode, who knows, whatever, 20-something, late 20s.
Give a shit. 20, like, 7.
Super late-ies.
And so, like, something totally unexpected happened today.
Is it something you're excited about?
Oh my god. I will get into how my body like physically reacted when we go to talking about it. But yes, I'm excited. I'm still excited. I'm going to be excited for like the next 107 days.
But who's counting? So we knew today was going to be a little bit exciting. This is Wednesday, May 3rd. Like if you're listening to this months from now, it's still exciting.
Yes. Wednesdays are always exciting anyway because it's new comic book day. So there's always something to look forward to. But we, you know, there have been little things that have dropped all week because some upfronts are going on. So,
right. Yeah. And we knew today was the Hulu upfronts. So we were expecting Runaways shit today.
Right?
And I mean, that's where, like, I was just, like, sitting, like, waiting. Like, when's the runaway stuff going to hit?
And I'm bad in the mornings. Like, it takes me a minute to get, like, really going and go to work. And I'm bad. Like, when I get to work, I have to recheck my phone. And I'll do a little bit and then recheck. So, when I look at my phone and I see that Marco Ramirez has tweeted a trailer for the Defenders, I was like, at first it didn't even register. I thought, is he just tweeting the same little, like, Elektra little thing that we got yesterday? Because yesterday we got the little, like, ooh, Elektra's back, you know.
And it wasn't, it was just very boring
thing. Yeah, because everybody knew that already. I mean, but it was cool. So I thought, okay, is this what it is? And so I go to click on it. And about the time I click on it is when you text me. So I know this is, like, legit. So I'm like, ah! And so I holler, like, Brittany! Defenders trailer, and then I was busy to like trying to like watch it on my, so I watched it on my phone to start with,
So I was sitting at work.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how did you get notified?
Very, very open workspace where there is absolutely no privacy, and I believe
no privacy.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I also like all my coworkers aren't in on this with me, like. I'm very slowly coaching one of my coworkers. He's sweet as can be. And he's like, I watched Iron Fist. And I was like, that's great. And he's like, I am so fucking confused. And I'm like, about what? And he's like, the little old lady. Why is everybody scared of her? And I'm like, have you watched any of the other shows? No. I thought I'd start with Iron Fist.
Oh
boy. So, yeah. Like, I knew I couldn't, like, drag him over and be like, trailer. Anyways, so I'm sitting there. I have my earbuds already in because my office is ridiculously loud in the morning. Well, all the time. And I'm sitting there and we get, you know, like the little alert that we have behind the scenes at MCU Exchange. And it's like the Polish version. Like, I don't know. But it's in English, but it's like subtitled in some foreign language.
Well, it was so funny because the way Marco just dropped it, it was such a subtle, like, Defenders trailer drop. It was just, he just tweeted the link, basically, not with no hype around it, just Defenders trailer.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, yes, I should get up and go to an office. But first, I'm like, first I should watch it because I have my earbuds and I can just do this. And then I got 30 seconds. I got to, I am Matthew Murdock. I am your attorney.
I know.
I was like, oh, fuck, I got to make sure Shelby has this. And I don't know if I can watch anymore because, like, this is too exciting.
I ran in there to Brittany. And like I said, I went to try to find it, I think, on the desktop computer. But that was taking too long. So I was like, fuck it. So I was like, we're going to watch it on my phone to start with. And so I pull it up. And like you said, it got to that point. We were huddled around each other. And I literally, like, have to grab onto her for support in that moment.
Yeah.
Because I lost my breath. At the same time, my like heart's racing and I'm shaking.
Yeah.
Like, but the physical reaction that I have to just that, they could have stopped right there. That could have been just like a little teaser clip. And I would have been like, oh my God. Yeah. So perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's the thing. Yeah, I could have just had that and they could have stopped. Yeah, that would have been plenty. Give me another 30 seconds next week. Give me 30 seconds from now until August 18th or now until July 20th.
Right. Because it starts off, Misty and Jessica.
For those that have absolutely no clue what we're talking about, I assume you're listening to this podcast. We're talking about the Defenders trailer that came out.
A full trailer. But it starts off with Misty and Jessica. Jessica in the police station being questioned by Misty Knight. Yay, I love Misty Knight. You guys don't know how much I love Misty Knight. So Jessica's in, she's cuffed.
Important thing, did you look at that at stack the folders? Of folders?
Yes. She plucks them down. Wasn't one of them Malcolm?
Malcolm.
One of them?
One of them is Malcolm. And Misty's there talking about somebody died.
Yes, she says, Misty says, you have interrupted a citywide investigation. You stole evidence from my crime scene and you got my one lead killed. Which Jessica responds, I was trying to help him. And Misty says, but you did. And Jessica is very, very beat up. There's something major happened.
She's bloody.
Yeah, she's...
And it looks like it may not be her blood.
Right. I don't know if it's an explosion that has happened. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, those overhead scenes that you're seeing right there when she starts talking to Jessica, because it cuts into these overhead scenes. Those are totally where the crashed cars were. You see the fire truck, because I got pictures of the fire truck when I went to set.
Yes.
You see the fire truck there. Those photos are from the cool city building there. So whatever that is, that was, but who even knows, the way they edit trailers and stuff, it could be completely unrelated, but.
Right. And, and at that moment, Matt Murdock walks in. I can't even talk about it. Oh,
it's the
my
scene
God.
That we all wanted in Jessica Jones. Because, I mean, all those times that Jessica Jones, anytime she was in a police office, it's like, why isn't Matt Murdock stepping in and declaring that he's her attorney? And it didn't happen because they were saving it for right now. And I would have been psyched for it to happen in Jessica Jones, but I am... So I was a little bit bummed when they were like, they're all going to meet in a hallway fight in Midland Circle. And I was like...
Yeah.
I didn't have hope for anything like this. And now I know we get shit like this.
No, because we really thought that Matt somehow would be helping getting Luke out of jail. That's kind of what we were thinking. Yeah. And he still might. He still might have a hand in somehow making that happen. Because we know, at this moment, he's, I don't know if I want to be Daredevil, blah, blah, blah. So he's very much Lawyer Matt Murdock. But this is from Alias Volume 2.
Because when you
mentioned it to me, I was like, I gotta go find it, and I happen to have the books at the office, because of course that's where you keep your comics, right, at work. So I went looking for it. Let me find it. Don't let it be in the volume that I gave Rhiannon so I can find it and screenshot it. And so yes, from Alias Volume 2. So Matt says, Jessica Jones, stop talking.
Oh,
and Jess goes, who the hell are you? My name is Matt Murdock. I'm your attorney. To which we both get crazy looks all the way around.
But it's crazy. It's such a classic comic book moment. And I am so excited that they put it in the show.
Right there from Misty and from Jessica in that moment of what the hell? And then there is a smirk. As it pans out of Matt, Matt smirks, and I okay, yeah. So there, that's they could have stopped right there. I was already dead.
Right,
I'm dead from that point on. And then we cut to Luke alone on a bus heading back into the city.
Oh,
Luke. And then we go to Luke and Claire sexy time. It's obviously sexy time. Between the two of them.
I didn't even catch that yet, but I've only watched it five times. I think you've watched it 50.
I have watched it in super slow motion. and it looks like it's still in Claire's mom's apartment, which at this point I'd be like, look, you've got to get your own place, girl. You got to. You're like 40. You've got to get out.
Go hang out with the dojo while Finn and Colleen are like doing whatever the fuck they do.
I mean, mom's working hard and Claire's just hanging out reading books all day and having sexy time.
Having coffee.
Yeah, having coffee with Luke. Yeah. And Claire says, how does being Harlem's hero allow you to live an actual life? And Luke says, right now, I just want to help people. Oh, he just wants to help people. Which makes me, you know, and it flashes to like Pop's barbershop and you just remember Pop like, you want to be out there helping folks, you know? Aww. Then it's nighttime and Danny and Colleen are creeping around. They're creeping. They're creeping. If you blink, you miss Colleen. You know, they're creeping around in a building and Claire's telling Luke, I think there's someone you need to meet. This is all amongst like Danny running after some dude in like a gas mask or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about, and saying, hey, what are you doing in there? And Danny's about to let loose on the guy, about to unload, and Luke grabs him by the arm. Luke and Danny. And Danny says, who are you? And Luke says, who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Oh, and then they go into a Hamilton song.
Oh, God. And because I love Danny's little look. Danny, who are you? Like, I'm the fucking Immortal Iron Fist.
I know. Danny is so damn cocky. And Luke Cage is so damn whatever. Fly. Shoo.
And Danny, one of the best scenes, too, is Danny trying to unsuccessfully, like, manhandle Luke. And Luke just sort of standing there, and Danny's just bouncing off of him. And it's perfect.
I liked Claire the referee, though.
It is perfect. And after getting his ass kicked, Danny says, how come you can't be hurt? And then, of course, we flash to, like, the glowy fist. Danny, like, making the iron fist. And Luke says, what's the deal with the fist? And that's when we see the iron fist to Luke's jaw.
That was insane.
And then you cut to Colleen's dojo, and that's Danny standing there saying, I'm the Immortal Iron Fist. And Luke says, you what? And then Claire, you're on the same side.
Yeah, I like Claire. Just like, I'm glad that Claire is there. I am glad. I feel like Claire is the voice of me not having to go through 3 episodes of miscommunication.
Of them trying to get to know each other. But I love this moment of them both standing there like, I'm the Immortal Iron Fist, because Danny's in his cute little sweater and he's standing there and he's leaned up against the wall doing this perfect little like Danny Rand, like, I'm Danny Rand, bitch, but of course right now I'm the Immortal Iron Fist and you should know this and you should bow down. But there's sort of sexy glances between the two. It's very like,
and I feel so on this note, like, I feel like they're gonna come out of this as heroes for hire. We think they might be getting ready to film Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Finn Jones is in New York.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about him being here to film something else. I think maybe Luke Cage season 2 is going to be Power Man and Iron Fist.
A little bit. Maybe the second half or something. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
First half. Maybe Finn and him are all like, let's be heroes for hire. And then like in episode 3, the barbershop gets blown up.
I do think they have to, they stay close now, because I do think there will be more crossover a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially between Luke and Danny. I mean, there has to be.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting.
But I feel like they're setting them up to be besties, like Luke and Danny, and then you have Matt and Jessica.
That's what we want. We want Power Man and Iron Fist. We want Heroes for Hire. We want Luke and Danny to be besties. We want Luke to, like, sort of just, I don't know, like, calm Danny's, like, slow your roll there, kid, a little bit. And I love Danny's cockiness. It's the cockiness, you know, with the coolness of Luke.
He's so adorable. And he cut his hair, which, like,
he cut his hair. He cut his hair.
It was the most distracting thing of Iron Fist. Like, I am so glad Finn cut his hair.
It makes him look more grown up. He looks a full grown, like, puppy dog now.
Yeah,
like,
and where he was just a puppy,
now he's a puppy dog.
Yeah.
So now we cut to the stick voiceover.
But through all of this, there's that Nirvana.
Like, yeah, boom, boom, boom.
But it's even like new variations of it.
Yeah.
Like, there are new little like synthesizer versions of Nirvana going on in parts. And it's
so cool.
I hope the whole damn show has that Nirvana soundtrack behind it. It will never get old.
It will. No, no. And you can't, like, it just gets stuck in your head. I did see like the Facebook trailer where they posted it on the Defenders page, or I don't know, maybe the Marvel or the Defenders, I don't know which one,
both,
had been viewed 7.9 million times.
Because it's awesome.
Yes. Which I had been trying to keep track all day of the YouTube, and the YouTube had crept up over a million today. But yeah, the Facebook one,
We'll see what like the 24-hour total is, because, like, they've been breaking records with that. And I mean, like, I'm sure this won't get the kind of viewership that the Guardians trailer got.
No, but... or Thor Ragnarok or anything like that. Yeah. But, well, they messed up with the first one because they just called it, like, Midland Circle Elevator, so nobody knew how to find it.
Yeah.
So it didn't get that many views until somebody else, another account, posted it. So.
Well, and then I screwed this up on the MCU exchange. I posted it on Facebook for us because we're having to manually post to Facebook right now. And I screwed up, and for some reason it put a picture of Groot with the post. And you cannot go back and change that shit. So, like, it already had, like, 1,000, you know, it already had, like, shares and all this, so I couldn't go delete it. But I'm just like, but there's, like, people that are like, why the hell is there a picture of Groot with the Defenders? So who knows how many people might have seen it there if I had not fucked up. But it had, like, 10,000 views just on our, like, site Facebook page.
Yeah, that's crazy today. That's what I put on Twitter. I said, has it been viewed like 50 million times already? Like, it's kind of got to be at least getting close to, like, say, 20 million, like, with all the views. But so, yeah, now we go to Stick voiceover. We've got Danny, like, looking at himself in the mirror, like, wiping the fog from the mirror.
Yeah, like, totally trying to be like Claire in.
Yeah.
In oh, my God. Do you think Finn is in Matt Murdock's bathroom?
That would be the best. Please don't tease me like that. Well, if he is, then Matt's on the rooftop. So I don't know how sexy that could be, because Matt's on the rooftop and it looks like he's still in his street clothes.
He's listening to Danny in his bathroom.
Which we'll dive into more of why the fuck Matt's always in the street clothes. But Jess is drinking. Luke's just like on the street, and Stick says, "You four, the devil of Hell's Kitchen." And then that flashes to Matt standing over the trunk with the Daredevil suit in it. So we know he's, like, trying to decide, do I pull this shit out again? Like, what? Yeah, what do I do? The smart-ass detective. And then we got Jessica, like, kicking somebody's ass, of course. The righteous ex-con. And this is a very cool scene where Luke, like, snaps the handcuffs and is like, oops, you know, my bad. And the kid with the glowing fist.
How does Stick now glows?
He's been told. I don't know.
I know. That's like my only critique of the whole trailer. I'm like, Stick.
Maybe it's, I don't know. Smells glowy? I don't know.
No, somebody told him it glows. That's
he knows the myth. He knows the story. Then we go to Elektra in the egg. I'm just gonna call it an egg, whatever. Elektra in the little urn, in the little,
the little egg. Like,
in the pod, in the
Elektra
thing.
Hatches.
And she's looking
a little,
so
see, I think of it as like a little sarcophagus.
There you go, that thing. It's almost like a thing that, like, reminds me of the thing that they put cement in and it just, like, turns to cement, you know?
You said semen. And I've been involved in artificial insemination for horses, and I'm sitting here, like, imagining the big tubes that they transport semen in. And it looks nothing like that sarcophagus.
No, cement instead of cement, like we say.
She's looking at semen. Meh.
Either way, whatever they did to her, she looks lovely. She's like exquisite.
Death looks good on Elektra.
She's so beautiful. She's like not zombified at all. And Stick says, I've got a war, but maybe it's the war. I don't know. The war for New York is here. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the war.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Then there's some like weird like ground like earthquake airshift thing, because you see on the street the cars even move up.
Yeah.
So all of our heroes are like in this little place, and shit blows all of our heroes back. I don't know what they're doing in this little thing. I don't know. Stick's like training them, talking to them, because you got Matt is in his costume, is in the Daredevil get up, but with no mask.
No mask.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. What the fuck are you doing, Matt? But anyway, and it blows them all back. Like, they all, like, get knocked to the fucking, like, ground. Then, oh my shit, we get our first look at Alexandra.
Alexandra.
And she turns, and when I was first watching this, I didn't know what the fuck she had on. I didn't realize, like, I thought, like, is she wearing, like, some space getup? I didn't realize it was just a shimmery, like, sparkly, like.
She looks like she should be in, like, a Lonely Island.
I did not know
what. Video, like.
I didn't know what that was. But anyway, she just sort of turns and smirks. And then we go to the restaurant. And that's when Stick walks in. And he's kind of already, like, spattered in blood. And he says, so get your shit together.
Stick.
Oh, my shit. Then we go to Elektra kicking all the ass. She's taking out all kind of dudes in black. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she's training. Like, if this is part of training, I don't know if she's killing, like, other ninjas. I don't know what she's doing. But she's taking people out. Serious business.
I missed all serious, of this.
Serious ninja shit.
This is the difference between watching in slow motion and watching on your phone at the office.
Yeah, yeah. You can only do it on, like, desktop version is to watch it in super slow, like, on the YouTube. Then we go to Matt again. He's in a suit fighting in the alley.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's okay. In a suit. Not like Daredevil suit. I mean, like, lawyer. Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Then a car crashes through something. And then we go to Alex. And Alexandra says, the more connections you have, the easier it will be to break you.
Bum, bum.
It's like she confronts him in the restaurant again, I think.
And do you think she's talking? But do you think, because that was like voiceover while we were seeing other stuff?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, I know they want us to think it's the connections between the defenders. But do you think maybe she's talking to Elektra, training her for her new life, and Elektra's having conflicted feelings over Maddie Matt?
I think that would be great, because I think there was a lot of people I saw today that said, Elektra doesn't remember who Matt is. And I was like, no, we don't know that.
I mean,
Harold, you know, yeah, I think so too. Harold didn't come back like zombified with like no brain. Come on. Well,
maybe she got beauty, but no brain. And he got brain and zombie looks.
Then we see Matt, again, when I say Matt, I mean lawyer Matt, leaping through the air, like, rooftop to rooftop.
Yeah.
That was badass.
Yeah.
That was the next time that I went.
Exactly.
I died.
And meanwhile, I was sitting at my desk at work, so I'm giving it, like, the Black Bull reaction. Which is silent.
And we cut to Alexandra again, and she's surrounded by, like, dudes. She's, like, in a boardroom or something. She's surrounded, like, by these dudes with, like, nightsticks.
Yes! I don't know if you've had a chance to read Charles Villanueva did a breakdown of the trailer.
No, I have not.
And it's hilarious, but he gets to this point, and he's like, I'm totally calling it the Extendable Baton Gang is going to be, or the Extendable Baton Gang of the Hand is totally gonna be more badass than the Hatchet Men of the Hand.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that was weird.
It's like again, they're at summer camp and they're all just like banging. They're gonna like start doing waddly acha, waddly acha, waddly. Sorry.
Because she's again like she's sort of like super sparkly again, like all golden this time or something, bronzy
she
golden.
Is the queen.
Then we cut to. Best part ever again, where I like had to hold on to somebody. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Matt wearing Jessica's scarf as a mask, walking down the hall with Jessica Jones.
And shout out, like, I know I got a little bit of credit for this, but it didn't come from me. Didn't it come from one of our listeners?
It came from like somebody either on Twitter. I don't remember who said it first.
Yeah, it was one of you guys. Like, but you. We said it out loud, and then, like, Charles gave me the credit for it.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, somebody says it's Jessica's scarf.
Yeah, whoever called that, way to go. Props to you.
Yes, and Jessica Jones, oh, she has my heart, says, you look like an idiot.
Though, if you watch it on Netflix with closed captioning on, it says, you look like an asshole.
Yay.
She's still, like, out loud, she still says you look like an idiot, but the closed captioning says asshole.
Asshole. And then we see Matt and Elektra fight, and she throws him through, like, the glass window door thing, which is, oh, thank fuck, yes. I love this so much. And Matt, walking ahead, says, it's your scarf.
I love it so much. And it's also like he took the stairs and she took the elevator or something. Like they're coming from different directions.
Yeah. So great.
So and I'm then like, did he take the stairs so he had time to like tie the scarf up and she's just like seeing it for the first time and just like,
I don't know. I want to see how this like happens. I want it so bad.
And I love that Matt is so confident in his like ugly ass scarf wearing that he's just like, whatever.
He has no idea if
it's bright pink or
if it's got flowers or like unicorns on it or something.
It's just like whatever.
And then we have the hallway fight.
Yes.
That was so cool. That was so cool.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's so cool.
There's not really much you can like add to it. It's just this fucking awesome. And you know, we just got a little snippet of it.
Like right as it cuts off, Elektra is catching up with Matt. Like she's coming in from the back and like you see like back. Luke and Danny like leapfrogging each other to take people out.
Yeah.
And in the back Danny, you like, see Matt like pummeling and he's just pummeling and you see Elektra just making her way up to him and you know that when she gets there she's gonna fuck him up.
Or fuck him. One or the other. I'm hopeful either way.
Or both.
Both. Exactly.
Like, she's going to throw him through that glass. I mean, because that could be where he goes through the glass.
She's going
to throw him through the glass, and then she's going to walk up and be like, I'm so sorry, honey. And then she's going to, like, kiss the shit out of him. And then she's going to throw him through more glass. And he's just, like, not going to be able to sort it out. Because boys are dumb.
They're a little slow. Be a little slow. Oh, God. Then we cut to, like, probably the most awkward dinner ever. It's so cute. Because, you know, you feel like Danny just put this whole thing together.
I know. And he had, like, his little stupid waiter come in and do it. Are they in the dojo?
I don't know if they're in or if they're at...
Or has Danny gotten his own place?
I don't know. Did he... Maybe he bought, like, the Triad's, like, little restaurant. I don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
What restaurant? Because it doesn't look like Claire's mom's restaurant. You know, I don't know. Doesn't look like Genghis Khan's. So maybe Danny bought a restaurant. He probably bought a restaurant just for the team.
Oh, I hope Danny helps out Genghis Khan's.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
And Claire's mom's, the A-Train Diner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Danny says, we make quite a team. And Jessica's face. Jessica has the best faces in this trailer. Like, Jessica says, no.
And I like this, like, just no.
No. And Danny's like, what are you talking about? Bulletproof. And then it shows, you know, Luke getting all shot up. And then we get Blind Ninja.
I like the look on Matt's face then, too. It's kind of like, yeah.
And then he says, whatever it is you are, talking about Jessica. And Jessica goes, classy. And Luke just laughs. And there's this look that Luke is giving Jessica. And you're like, oh. Please, can they please get back together again? And the end.
Yeah.
The end. So, yeah, can we talk about so much Matt Murdock in this trailer and not so much Daredevil?
That is what shocked me. Yeah.
Because at first, before I went back and I watched the trailer in super slow motion and I did see that he was in the suit. And I did really like listen to what Stick was saying. I was like, well, he could still be doing this and they could still think he's a blind ninja. He's just not necessarily Daredevil. They're still not putting two and two together. But then when you go back, no, it's obvious because Stick calls out the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see him in the suit with the rest of the team. So,
yeah. I mean, I think Jessica figures it out. So here's what I'm thinking. Are we done? Are you done with all of your notes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah, that was the...
What I'm thinking is that, I mean, like, we know they're all chasing different sides of the same mystery, blah, blah, blah. I think that Matt and Jessica are particularly on the right trail. And Matt is kind of trailing Jessica for whatever reason. And that's how he knows she got arrested. And he's listening in and he doesn't want her. He wants to find out what she knows. And that's why he pops in as her attorney.
Yeah.
And I think Jessica then is like, who the fuck are you and how the fuck did you know? You know, and she's not buying any. Yeah, I mean, you know, Matt's a horrible liar.
Oh, terrible.
So he's going to just be like, oh, I just, you know, I have friends in the police department. And she'll be like, up here in Harlem, you know, because Misty's there, you know, unless Misty moved to Midtown.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jessica's going to push and Jessica's going to trail Matt and figure out in a minute that he's Daredevil. Even if he doesn't, I mean, because
I'm guessing
he's not daredeviling. I'm guessing that, like, he does the little, like, open the closet, go in for the suit thing is going to be, like, a big climactic moment where he decides to put the suit back on.
When he finally puts the suit on.
I'm guessing that, like, she does a little of her PI shit and is like, you're totally Daredevil, aren't you? And he's like, no, of course not.
How could I be Daredevil?
I'm blind. And then she punches him in the mouth and he punches her back. And
then they have sex. Just kidding. God,
yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it, but I don't know.
I don't know. They seem really busy in this trailer. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have time for sexy time as much as I want it. It's a lot.
But
so,
I mean, you got to have time for sexy time. You got to stop and have some coffee every now and then.
If we're going to get Luke and Claire sexy time and more Danny and Colleen sexy time, Matt better find some sex somewhere.
Unless we get Danny and Maddie sexy time. I mean,
okay.
I'm telling you, somebody put that in my head this week, and I just can't.
Well, no. Now that I think about the wiping off the mirror, it totally made me think about Claire.
Right? I mean, it was not the same. It does not look like the same mirror.
It's not.
But I'm going to start as false rumors.
Danny's in Matt's bathroom. Wait a minute. I didn't see his deodorant or his razor on the little mirror thing there. No, he's probably living at the dojo.
But what if he's not? What if it's Misty's?
I want this to happen.
I know. What if
Jessica, I still don't know how to say her name. Henwick. Jessica said that Colleen is going to be, this takes place, a month after Iron Fist?
Yeah. Well, and I'm not sure if she's saying the Defenders takes place a month after Iron Fist, or if we see Colleen a month after Iron Fist. Because she said that Colleen would be not in New York when we pick up on her story in the Defenders.
Yeah, so what in the world?
So we don't know if Danny is with her. We don't know if they're, like, hunting Conlon, if they're hunting Conlingus, if they're, like...
Kulun?
Flying Aerlingus, and we still don't know a lot about Colleen.
If they're
or Colleen might just be pissed and be like, "You promised me a city of heaven, and you gave me an empty field. Go fuck yourself, Danny."
With like some dead ninjas,
yeah.
And you just leave me here, and I'm just gonna cage fight my way back.
I'm gonna go hide over here with all the other Netflix fans that are pissed that they didn't get to see a dragon.
And not only is Matt like in street clothes, like in 99% of this trailer, he's unmasked and we only see the glasses like as he's the lawyer.
Right. Like, even when they're having dinner, he doesn't have on his glasses. And that's always sort of been a very intimate
thing
for him.
Like, unless he gets them, like, knocked off. Like, maybe, you know, he just loses
in the fight.
He tries
just to wear Jessica's scarf to dinner, but she's like, fuck you. Give me that back.
And he's like, I don't want it. It smells like you anyways. Gross.
I like that you saw I'm sure you saw it. Like, on Twitter, they were all interacting, and he was like, it smells like Luke's bar after it burned down.
Those accounts are the best. Can you imagine? He probably, it would take forever to get that smell out of his nose. But then maybe that's what turns him on. It's like, I still smell her. Damn it.
But I can't remember where I was going with that.
It's okay. I don't know. I still don't know if I want that to happen, but
I totally have no idea. I mean, I think they're going to be more of a brother-sister type relationship.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's just a lot of, like, sort of flirting, awkward.
I think there's going to be sexual tension all over the place because Luke has had coffee with everybody. I mean, I'm sure he gets in Colleen's pants at some time. And, like, God help if he meets Marcy Stahl.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that should be the plan for catching this Alexandra chick, is like, they're doing all this, and then like she meets Luke, and Luke is like, wouldn't you rather be getting coffee than beating us up? Come on, baby.
Oh, God. Until it turns out she's like some kind of...
And then she turns into the beast.
Like, yeah, asexual beast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we really, that's another thing, we really don't know who or what she is or will be.
Right.
So there's rumors she's going to be the beast. But you know what? I really just, I don't even care. It doesn't even matter to me.
I don't think it does matter. I mean, I think that's totally, I think they've created this character. She's going to be the head of the hand. I mean, that's.
Yeah, she might be like, a combination like, of a bunch of things. Or she could end up being the person that gets possessed or whatever. Yeah. You know.
What I'm wondering is, with Matt running around taking all these chances, do you think they're going to go right into, like, his identity being revealed?
God, you just, oh.
Like, what you know if what? DD3 starts with him being outed?
You know, oh, God. If one thing this trailer did was make me realize, like, how much I love Matt Murdock and how much I've missed Matt Murdock and Daredevil. I mean, I'm reading it constantly. I am, but, oh, God. Yeah, if he's definitely gonna run around, you know, in a suit,
right?
Yeah, and with Fisk in jail, we already know messing around, trying to figure out more of what's going on. It's they could either go that way or go with Fisk, they could go the out in him, and that which leads to just all the shit unraveling and not being born again, or they go the born again route
and where things just unravel slowly.
Where Fisk just messes with him and then in the end realizes, like, I'm the only one that can take him the fuck down. Yeah. And they just enjoy it too much. They just, you know. Either way, there's just so much left for, like, seasons and seasons and seasons. So I don't know. I've thought about this before. I don't know what I would rather them do first, to go that route and then, like, wait for born again later. Or do born again, have Fisk play around, nothing really come of that, sort of break him, let him come back and think things are going okay, only to be outed, like, for real, in the paper. And then, you know, Mila comes, then you have Mila, and I know that would require, like, Karen, like, dying and shit and stuff, but, oh well, folks just gotta die sometime. And
well, Karen has to be alive when he is outed in the press, because we have to have that moment that Yurik had in the comics where Karen stands up to, I guess it would be Ellison instead of Jonah Jacobson.
It depends.
No, he's not Daredevil, because I know who Daredevil is, and it's not him.
Either that, or, you know, is it something used against Karen where Karen does out him to Fisk? I mean, who knows? We don't know Karen's past. So there could be something used against her, you know, you'll never know. True. But, or like you said, we go that way, and she's the one who says no. She's the one who has this information, like Yurik always had, and held on to it. God, it just, if it, all I want is that at some point it lead to Devil in Cell Block D. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Then Shelby dies. The end.
Yeah.
For real. Because then we have Danny Rand running around in the Daredevil suit. Spoilers. And and Punisher breaking Matt out of jail. Spoilers. But it's perfect. So as long as we get that.
Yes.
I'll be happy. And that can come in like, looks like season, you know, 3, 5. How about that?
Yeah. About five, season 5. 5 sounds good.
Give us time for Bullseye. But yeah, he is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He is doing a lot of running around with no mask on.
He is doing a lot of running around. And it made the little album cover, like all of the cover photos and stuff for the Defenders changed today when they did all of this. And the little cover photo, and it's like, you've got Luke and Jessica that are just down to earth, and they got their blue jeans and their combat boots. And then you have Danny in his whatever and white tennis shoes. And then there's like Matt in his dress shoes. One, okay. If you have ever known anybody that was a fighter, like, I mean, I don't know how many people, like, if I just had a weird group of friends, but I've known lots of people that, like, prepared to fight, like, either in a bar, drunk, or just, you know, like, hypothesizing what they would do if they tried to go take that guy down right now. And I mean, I've hung out with lots of rednecks, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you have too.
Yes.
the first thing any of them would do, and the I'm gonna go take that guy right down, is take off their jacket. So don't tell me that Matt Murdock has time to take Jessica's scarf, tie it around his head, and have some witty banter, and he is not taking off that, like, he has on that, two jackets for that whole way fight.
He has on, like, a heavy coat.
Yes, what is he has doing? On, like, his heavy coat, and then his work, his suit jacket, and, like, so, I mean, I assume there's button-down sleeves and stuff. I mean, like... What realistic fight is this that he is not stripping off his jackets, rolling up his sleeves, loosening his tie? Like, to me, going into a hallway fight, which, let's face it, Matt Murdock knows his way around a hallway fight at this point.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a tie be a really big liability? Like,
yeah.
Hey, ninja, grab him, throw him around via his necktie. Like, I... Unless Matt Murdock wears a clip-on, which we know he doesn't because Karen tied it in season two. So no. I just, that's totally unrealistic.
Yeah,
the bulletproof guy, the heavy, the, you know, all that.
The heavy coat is what, like, tripped me out. I was like, so they were totally not prepared to come to fight at all.
But there was time to tie a scarf around your head.
Yeah, it just takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds. To make it look right. He knew how to do it. Like, make it look legit.
And to have it legit. Stay on just right so that it'll stay on through a hallway fight.
Through a hallway fight.
And,
yeah.
Like, still not sweat your ass off because you have a wool. I mean, like, wool cashmere. I don't know. Like, I guess, like, Jessica Jones might be into the synthetic. Just have, like, a just cheap. Maybe she just. Anyways.
You think it smells like booze? It probably smells like booze, right?
Oh, I bet Matt cannot wait to get that shit off his face. Like, I mean, I just know, like, my non-alcoholic scarf, like, that I wear all winter. Like, by the end of winter, that thing is nasty. I mean, like, yeah, I throw it through the wash every now and then, but, like, Jessica's has got to be nasty. I don't care if she just washed it 3 days ago.
She doesn't look like she washes her clothes, like, you know.
Excessively. Even once. It's not like, yeah.
She's
probably like me, where she stretches it out. I just did laundry today. It was the first time in, like, 2 weeks, and it was because I ran out of underwear. And I'm sure Jessica, like me, considers just rinsing out a couple pairs in the sink.
Yeah, or turning them, like, inside out or something.
Yeah. I don't go that far. Maybe when we go to that con and I can't pack any clothes.
Oh, God.
Meet me at MegaCon. I might have inside out underwear.
It's okay. We're there for, like, 2 nights. We'll make it work.
I wore inside out pants to the gym today, and one of the ladies there complimented them. Like, seriously, like, I like your pants. And I was like, thanks, they're inside out.
See, you're a trendsetter.
I totally am.
You're a trendsetter.
It'll be like, you know, crisscross days where everybody was wearing their pants backwards.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the legging craze can handle inside out leggings.
Oh, God. I just can't wait for that scene to...
Yeah, to see all the details of...
Does he say, like, give me your scarf? Does he just snatch it off of her? Like, what happens?
That would be awesome. Like, he snatches off her scarf. She takes the elevator. He takes the stairs.
Yeah.
She takes the elevator. He parkours the fuck up the building.
Yeah. Of course. Because why not?
Puts on the scarf. Drops in through some little, like, ceiling chute thing. And she's just like, you look like an asshole. Really, she's just pissed that he stole her scarf. Because she's way too unencumbered for a fight. Like, how am I supposed to fight somebody without all these layers of clothing on?
They're all layered up. Even Luke's got on the hoodie, right? Isn't he hooded up? They're all layered up. It must be a cold. Yeah. It's a cold day.
Maybe it's cold really
day. Cold day in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
or wherever they're
Midland
at.
Circle. Midland. That's got to be the building at Midland Circle.
Got to be.
If it's not the building at Midland Circle, it's Rand. I mean, it could be the 13th floor of Rand.
Damn, they're tearing up Rand again. Well, I mean, shit.
That 13th floor of Rand belongs to the Hand.
It does belong to the Hand. The Hand is still in Rand.
The Hand of Rand.
But they kind of, they you know, they kind of blew the fuck out of, like, that building a little bit.
Just the roof. They didn't, like, blow up the whole skyscraper. Did they?
They just, well, you know, they crashed into it, and then Danny, like, took out the floor, and...
Oh, that's right, Danny did the whole blow-up thing with his fist on the floor.
With his fist, with the glowy fist.
But that was just, like, the top floors. Like, the 13th floor looks totally
fine. I know, but I'm just, you know, like, yeah, I mean, it just...
Yeah, there'll be some construction at Rand.
That'll be cool, but we have not heard, though, that, like, are either one of the Meachums supposed to be in...
I don't think I've heard anything definitive.
Yeah, me neither. I want my baby Ward to be in it.
We have heard that Malcolm will be in the Defenders.
Right. And well, since his name is on the folder, and we're and then
we
Brittany
have
was
not
like,
heard
oh
that
God.
He will... We have not had any confirmation he'll be in Jessica Jones season 2.
Well, see, Brittany was like, oh my God, please don't let Malcolm be dead.
I mean, if
that'll suck.
If Malcolm's the sacrificial character.
That'll suck.
That would be really sad. Because I liked Malcolm.
That'll really, like, irritate me, because why?
Because but... Robin has to live to become Typhoid Mary. And Ward
has
to live
and,
to be your boyfriend.
That's true. Typhoid has to like, set Matt's hair on fire in front of Mila.
I still hope the Defender starts with Matt dating Mila. I know I've said that a lot.
Oh God, that would be so great. That would be so great. But he has to be, I mean, he doesn't have to be Daredevil, like, for this to happen, but I want it to sort of be like the comics where Daredevil, like, does save her from the truck because, aww.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. But we don't have to see it.
But we don't have to see it. We don't have to see it, but they also don't have to follow that, like, at all either, and I'd still be okay with it, but... That would be cool. But we know he's not Daredevil, and so maybe after he gets back his mojo, like, I'm Daredevil, then he goes and saves the blind chick. Yes. So do we think, what are people saying? Do we think Matt and Karen are going to be together at the beginning of this? Because we know Karen's in the Defenders.
I say, So, I mean, I'm totally thinking that at the end of Daredevil season 2, when Matt comes and shows her the mask, that he goes on to say, and I'm giving it up. Because this mask has caused me nothing but turmoil, blah, blah, blah. I'm giving it up. I'm going to focus on being an attorney. And I think he tries to beg her to do it with him. But she's like, fuck you, I have a job as a reporter. And we know she stays with that.
Yeah.
So the flip side is, what is her reaction? Like, oh my God, I want to fuck you now? Or is it, oh my God, I want to smack you now? Or is it, I want to smack you and then kiss you and then smack you? You know, like,
yeah, because
I can
Karen's
see it going
coming,
two different ways.
Yeah, because Karen's coming at it too. She's got her own secrets that we know, you know, and Matt probably knows she's hiding some shit. So she can't all be like, you lied to me, blah, blah, blah. Not too much without seeming like a hypocrite. Also, I don't know how she would react if he said, I'm giving it up, because she knows she's not going to give up reporting. If he asked her to do that and said, come with me, she's not. She's all right. This is in her blood now, and she wants to get to the bottom of shit. And thank God for Karen, because Karen does get to the bottom of shit. So,
right.
And she's not going to stop chasing this shit down. So I do not know what she's going to do. I don't know.
Totally fine with waiting to find out. That's when I'm totally cool with this just being a mystery, you know?
And maybe it just is a simple, like, I just can't right now. Yeah. Like, I can't do, you know, and maybe it's a lot of knocking on her office window, like in the comics. Maybe it's a lot of Matt coming to her for info.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And then it sort of goes, you know, builds from there in the Defenders a little bit. And then maybe in Daredevil season 3, they are together.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't even know how I want her to react. I don't know if I want her to be like, yay, I knew it all along, kiss me, or get the fuck out of my face. I don't know what I want. I don't know.
See, and I kind of expect, like, part of her reaction to be like, you're really telling me this? You know I work for a newspaper now. Like,
yeah. How am I supposed to keep this secret? Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Now I've got to deal with this. Now how is this going to affect me? But, you know, if he says he's giving it up, but then I don't think she would want him to give it up.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't either. She's so conflicted in her two seasons about how she kind of sort of feels about vigilantes that I don't even know how she's going to react.
Or well, what she I would think want her Matt feelings through. Definitely changed after she killed Wesley.
Yeah. But... And the thing in the comics is that she loved Matt Murdock. And where she didn't like have a problem with Daredevil, it becomes a problem because he, you know, you if you're with somebody, you do worry about him. And it is a, and you know, and he's always worried about her and putting her in danger. And it's, it was always just this one more time, Karen, I'm just going to do this just one more time. So we know how that all ended, but I don't know. I'm so excited to find out though. I do hope we though get it at some point though. They can't like end Daredevil season 2 with I'm Daredevil and we never know what Karen's reaction was.
I think we will. I think we'll definitely see how that ends because she's in this.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially after the Punisher pretty much told her like you love him and I know you do. You have this thing, you know, fight for it and hold on to it with both hands. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, Matt Murdock's still kind of an asshole. What would you do?
Karen is no saint.
No, that's what I'm saying. She can't be a hypocrite.
Yeah. I don't know.
Does she immediately, you know, tell Matt her secrets?
No.
Does the Defenders end with Karen revealing some of her own stuff to Matt? And that's how they move forward?
No. See, because Karen's also in The Punisher. So I think...
No, but they're not going to go the castle route.
I think we learn her secrets in The Punisher.
You think so? I think so. That's... I don't know, because we don't know dick about The Punisher.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be a while before we get. I say that the teaser will drop tomorrow.
I know.
Punisher teaser.
Oh my god! So I heard one really cool theory. That was so. Was it Luke Cage? Like Luke Cage, a lot of the press, like the week Luke Cage came out, they dropped the. I'm trying to remember if it was Guardians or if it was. Something else, the set visits, they released like all of the information about one of the movies. And I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Doctor Strange. Yeah. Like the Doctor Strange movie. They released all the press. Yeah. Like they have their, you know, embargo. They looked at the embargo the week Luke Cage came out. And it like eclipsed all of the Luke Cage news. Which obviously was wasn't necessary because Luke went on to crash the internet. But somebody this week was like, yeah, the week Guardians comes out. The TV side is just like, fuck you, Runaways trailer. Like, watch there be an Inhumans trailer later in the week. Just like, fuck you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. I thought about that. Like, that's interesting that they did this the day before Guardians comes out.
Yeah.
I did think about that.
Like, I have no idea why it came out today. There's no, I mean, but they have been dropping stuff. Randomly.
Yeah, they've been dropping stuff. I did not expect it this early. I really did not expect a full trailer until July. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I thought we might get another teaser or another, you know, like a 90-second something or, you know, but not this early. I did not think it would be like 3 months early.
So, July.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have lots of exciting stuff coming up for both of us.
We do.
For anybody that's listened this far, obviously you like us and you want to hear about us. Like anybody that just wanted to hear about the Defenders trailer.
I can't believe we only talked about this trailer for an hour when we talked about the teaser for like two. But
I think there were a lot more mysteries on the teaser and the trailer like answered a lot of questions. But
why are they?
I mean, and we'll talk about all of it more and more and more because they'll drop other shit. But you and I have a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
We do. We do.
I mean, do we want to tell people or are we afraid people are going to stalk us and stuff?
Oh, I think we told them. You talk about MegaCon. We told them about that on the last podcast.
So we're going to MegaCon in Orlando.
Because you were like, tell people where to find us. And I was like, for real? Like fake Georgia? And you're like, no, Orlando. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, MegaCon.
And we're taking ideas for cosplay or we haven't signed up to get a picture with Charlie because I don't know. I feel kind of weird about that. Like, I have a picture of me with Charlie. Why should I pay $80 for one?
Yeah, I want something cool. If I decide to do one, I want it to be us, like, dressed as hand ninjas. Or I really wish my nephew still had his, like, rock band equipment. And we could, like, do, like, Charlie holding drumsticks and us holding guitars and somebody being the singer would be, like, the coolest thing ever. Which would be super lame, but would still be super cool to me. That would be cute.
Okay.
Or, like, but we don't have that, so we don't have to worry about that. or like all the different Matt Murdocks from the, because that made me, the Charles Soule Daredevil that came out last week.
I like that idea where we all dress up like different Matt Murdocks.
That would be great. All the different Daredevils like through the years. And my friend Brittany's like, you're going to make me wear the yellow suit, aren't you?
And then I'm just exasperated Foggy.
Like, oh, Foggy, yes. Yeah, so that, but it's the only thing people, I don't know if you know how hot it is in Orlando at the end of May. It's going to be hot as ass, okay?
Balls. So,
yeah. So, because my, you know, my nephew swears that Daredevil has the coolest costume on TV. And for my 17-year-old nephew to say that, who has not watched Daredevil yet and really thinks Daredevil's a lame superhero, he swears he has the coolest, like, costume, and he would wear that.
He is so judgy. Your nephew is so judgy.
He was watching the trailer today, and the part where Matt is standing over the trunk, like, he's like, that's a cool suit. It's a badass suit. I would wear that.
Well.
Great camera.
I'm looking
great.
Forward to your nephew's judgment. He'd be like, Rhiannon's lame as fuck. I thought she would be cool.
He thinks we're all lame. Like, we watched the trailer like so many times. Yeah, he's like,
you're sleeping in the lobby.
So he would do that. The thing is, that costume is like high dollar. That's not a cheap costume to get.
Even if you like tried to recreate it, that would be hard.
Yeah. So you really have to buy one that somebody's already took the time and effort and put into and made it in like China or somewhere. And then the mask itself is, that's a whole different thing to buy. That's another $40 or $50. So he could just run around and say he's unmasked Matt Murdock from the Defenders.
Yes.
I'm Defenders Matt Murdock. I don't need a mask. We could all just wear scarves over our heads. That wouldn't be hot at all.
In any way. In any definition of the word. And so, all right. So send us your ideas for cosplay or pictures or things to do. We're just going to be there for one day.
That one day, which so many people have already canceled. So we'll see.
And so they're all going to be going for Charlie. That's the thing. Like,
I don't know. I haven't seen a whole...
I'm not even really convinced this con is going to happen. At this point,
oh god,
like,
people were so irritated. They were super irritated, and the way that went down was super sketchy.
Yeah.
Because Norman Reedus, when he tweeted, he's like, "I don't even know why my name's still up there."
Yeah.
He's like, "I have prior commit. Like, I can't do Orlando, and there's no reason for my name to even be up there." They were told this, and I'm sorry.
He said that,
and I thought, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's how I knew. I knew that Norman wasn't going to be there before they announced that Norman wasn't going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all the same day because I assume he started seeing the tweets where people were going, oh my God, just bought my photo off. Boom again. And that's when he, like, I'm not going to be there, people. So, but I haven't seen a lot of people, you know, tweet about photo op shit with Charlie. Like, I've seen a few, but a lot of people are excited because of the Legends of Tomorrow people and Flash. There's some. A girl from The Flash is going to be there. And I think some Doctor Who folks are there. Mm-hmm. Buffy. So, but yeah. So we'll see. So far, so good. Fingers crossed.
So then it comes to our big con snafus.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus.
We have to talk about this.
This is heartbreaking.
Oh, no. I don't want to give you anxiety.
But it was such a...
The last podcast we talked about us trying to get tickets to San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, and I pretty much told you. No, I was not going to go, but I pretty much told you on the last podcast that you were not getting a press pass either. I was like, that shit's not happening ever.
Right. So I got a press pass.
Right.
I'm going to San Diego. Like, this fucks up my whole summer, but... going to San Diego.
Way to go, San Diego, for letting people know, like, way after they possibly could have gotten tickets in the general sale. Way to go.
Well, I mean, so at least San Diego, if I bought a ticket, they would have refunded me.
Well, that's nice. That's cool.
But what they did was mine came through after. So if you're going to San Diego, they have, like, a hotel lottery where...
Yeah, so you don't...
Like, it's a crazy insane to get a hotel. they had that on Saturday, and then they let me know I had a press pass on Monday. So that's, if I needed to get a hotel in San Diego, I would be really screwed. Some of the press got theirs on, like, Thursday or Friday. Evidently, they were really late in letting everybody know. Some of the press got their notification on Thursday or Friday. So I think mine might even be a, yeah, sure, we'll give you a pass, but we don't really want you to come. You know, like, when you invite people to a party at the very last minute... because, like, you're really hoping they can't come, or, I mean, I did this with, like, my graduation announcements. Yeah, like, my graduation announcements, I sent them out, like, so they got to people the day before my graduation, because I didn't want them to think they were invited.
Yeah, you're not supposed to come to the actual party.
Yeah, yeah, like, I just want you to know. But
or maybe they've read your stuff, and they know you're super hardcore, so you don't need a hotel, because you're going to be camping out.
Right, right. Which is totally the plan. It's so funny. No, I have family in San Diego, so I have totally, I totally have a plan, and I have support. But it's my cousin yesterday. She was like, "All right, so I have an air mattress, and it has a battery powered pump to pump it up, and it has a pillow and a blanket, and it all fits in this backpack of mine, and you're totally."
That's covered. What I was gonna say. So you're gonna take it with you to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was. Yeah.
We're not even sure. I mean, because my cousin, her niece is going to be staying with her, and her husband lives with her. And she's like, I'm like, so can I stay with you? Because you have a tiny apartment. And she's like, you know, if you don't mind. And I was like, fuck, I'm probably going to be sleeping on the street the whole time anyways.
Yeah.
And she's like, my husband is willing to sleep in the garage. And I was like, I can't make him sleep in the garage. Like, she's like, I think he's really excited about sleeping in the garage.
Do they know you? This is your cousin. They know you can sleep anywhere, right?
Oh, she's the one. No, she's just like me. She's the one that taught me the trick that, like, if you're in an airport and you really need to sleep, you just go and find your gate and pass out in front of it so that the flight attendants have to, like, move you out of the way to start boarding the plane. Like, she's even better at passing out in random places than I am. So that's why she was just like, yeah, I have this whole setup so that you can go and pass out anywhere.
So, see, you're good. If you have to, like, sleep in, like, a shower or bathtub, or you're fine. Totally. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You only need, like, really 3 hours, probably, of sleep. 3 to 4. Because
like, if I'm doing Hall H the traditional way.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel will be the next to last panel of the day. It'll be, like, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. I'll have to be there for the first panel of the day. So I'll have to camp out all night, and then I'll have to go in Hall H, and I'll have to sit through some, like, Saved by the Bell reunion bullshit. And... like,
so do they, now, I don't remember what Jenna said last year. Do they clear these halls or not?
They do not clear the halls. So that's the deal. Hall H is completely, well, and I mean, they haven't announced. They might change it this year, but.
Right. And I think they do, like, allow you, like, a bathroom pass. Like yeah. They will let you,
like, you have, they don't wait. You have to make friends with people. Like, so I.
Well, you're good at that.
Yeah. I would have to make friends with people, but, like, yeah. So you have to hang out in the hall all day. Yeah. I would need a bathroom pass. So, like, I would just nap through, like, the Legend of Zelda reunion video game. I don't know, I'm really shit with coming up with fake Hall H panels, but I would just sleep through those panels I don't want. But I may not have to do that.
There's probably going to be, there might be a big, I'm trying to think, what would be July? What would be coming up? Spider-Man will already be happening.
Spider-Man will already be out. But Marvel, so Marvel.
Thor, Marvel's, I guess, would be.
Yeah, Thor. There will probably be a Thor panel. Well, so here's the thing. Marvel Studios is going to have... So Disney, every 2 years, has the D23 Expo, which is like a Comic-Con, but just Disney. And it's in Anaheim, and it's the week before San Diego Comic-Con. So last time, in 2015, Marvel Studios didn't go to Comic-Con. The television side did. But the studio side did not. The movie side did not. But they are coming this year. So they are announcing something at D23 that still leaves them things to say a week later.
Yeah. I wonder, or maybe they'll be hyping up Black Panther, you know?
They'll be hyping, I mean, they'll be hyping up Phase 4, like, whatever the hell is coming. I don't know. I've heard lots of rumors and speculation of what all could be happening, and that's a whole other podcast, but... There will probably be an Inhumans panel because that's September 1st. So that'll be about right to really hype Inhumans. They'll obviously be something Netflix panel. As far as other movies and stuff, I don't know. I don't. Maybe there'll be a Deadpool panel. If I had to sit through a Deadpool panel to see an Inhumans panel, I would be fine. I would stay awake for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm super hyped about Inhumans. So
yeah, so we'll see.
I mean, Deadpool, funny, cool, but just more of the same. I'm hyped for something new.
And then after that, you're going to get to go to New York Comic Con.
Oh boy, do we want to tell this story?
No, we really don't have to.
No, we need to tell it because it's a good lesson for everybody. Number one, get fan verified.
It's too late.
That's number one.
You had to do it.
I know now, but. But I'm just saying, like, for next year, this is for advice down the road when somebody's like, somebody's binge listening to our podcast and they want to know what to do.
True.
Get fan verified. Okay.
Also, if you're listening to us for con advice, you're fucked.
This is what's not to do. No.
Get fan verified.
So this year, New York Comic Con was extra sweet. And they're like, we're going to do a pre-sale for people who got fan verified last year. Yay, that's cool. And San Diego does the same thing, and that's super nice. Yay, and we're going to do it on a Saturday. Oh, super.
Yeah. And except it's a Saturday that I was traveling, and I wasn't taking my laptop.
Well, they let it, like, they just dropped the bomb on us, like, last Thursday.
Yeah, they get 48 hours notice, which is how they're doing the main sale.
Yes, oh, that's God. How they're going to do it.
So I guess tomorrow we find out if it's this Saturday. Yep.
It probably will be this Saturday.
I hope not.
So they send you your special link and with special instructions. And you can't click on this link till 11 o'clock. Okay, the difference, last year, you could get in, buy your allotted number of tickets. Because each person is allowed up to, like last year it was, this year it's single day passes. It's not, there's no multi-day passes. So you're allowed like 4 tickets per day, up to 4 people, like 16 tickets. Okay. But last year you could buy the tickets and assign them later. Yeah. This year, because they're doing a pre-sale, you have to assign the tickets because they have to know that it was somebody who was fan verified last year.
Well, and I hope that's a good change. I hope that's a change for the main sale too, because the way the previous sale worked, you could sort of scalp your tickets to other fan verified people.
Oh, well, you can totally do that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, this does not stop scalping tickets in any way, shape or form. You just have to be fan verified. And for the pre-sale, you know, you had to be fan verified last year, blah, blah, blah. I hope for the general sale, they allow you to assign the tickets later. There's not this confusion of putting that in anyway. So, okay, cool, whatever. So you have to do that. You can, and they send you, they put up this little thing to like read, you know, make sure you know all this. And it was seriously, people, you can't fuck up, because if you fuck up, you got to start all over. And the starting over process means when you click the link immediately at 11:00 o'clock, you're in the queue. You're in a queue line immediately. So you're sitting there waiting for the fucking like page to load and get you to where you can buy. And you don't know if this is going to take 5 seconds or 5 hours. Okay, cool. So you and I, we're both doing this, right? I'm on my desktop. I had even like said, shit, I might do this on my phone. I don't know. No, I'll keep it on the desktop. And you were trying to do this on mobile.
Yeah, I was trying to do it on my phone because I couldn't find my old. I was like, I'll dig out my old laptop. And I seriously couldn't find it. So if somebody stole my laptop, let me know. It doesn't work. You're really sad.
And they had done like last year, it was all done, and the year before, it was all done on a weekday. So really, when you were in the queue line, it really could take like an hour before you even got the chance to buy tickets. And in my head, they were selling like 17 tickets of each. I thought this was going to go so quick, and we'll be lucky if we get them. If we do, that's cool. So I'm on Twitter, and a couple of our Twitter friends had already like got their passes at like 10 after 11.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And then it was right about maybe between 11:15, 11:20. I got in and you got in. We got in at the same time.
Yep.
This fucked me and Rhiannon up royally. We had not counted on, we did not count on getting in at the same time.
Yeah.
There was no plan. There was no plan.
Right.
And they had already, with their little message, scared me so bad that if you messed around and assigned your ticket to somebody who had already been assigned a ticket, because I don't know with Rhiannon on her phone how fast this is going to go through for either of us. So, in my hasty judgment,
no, you had now, a great idea. No, it was a great idea. We're both in. You buy your ticket. I'll buy mine. We're set.
Because I did, I did the same thing you did, though. I had immediately put two in my cart to start with, and I had to go back and change that. So I did the same thing, and I was like, no, yeah. So I was like, we'll both do this again. I thought that was the best thing.
Yeah,
I was like, okay,
it was a great
idea. We're doing it. Top it, and I'm shaking because I go, oh shit, there's not going to be any. The Saturday tickets are going to be all gone. I don't know how this is going to go. I didn't do this last year. Rhiannon did. Holy shit. Let me make sure I type. Okay, so you put your tickets in your cart. Then it asks you how you want to pay. Then it takes you to the assigned screen. So you put your little email. Okay, cool. Okay, check out through PayPal. Takes me to the PayPal screen, and I don't know what yours is doing because you must have clicked pay by credit card. Is that what you clicked?
I did PayPal.
I didn't even make it that far.
So I get to the PayPal, log in, okay, click payment information. And you know the moment when PayPal takes you back to your vendor page, back to whatever? 404 error, link not found. And you were like, about the time mine did that, you said, and it crashed. And I was like, and it did for me too. The fuck?
Yeah.
And God knows why I didn't just close it out. Because immediately, I don't know why I kept that link open. I don't know what I was doing. I said, what the hell? So I was like, let me see. Because I'd already clicked pay now. I was like, let me go and see if my like payment information went through. Now, you got to remember that this is a pre-sale. And again, I'm still thinking these tickets are all going to be gone. There's no guarantee. Did I fuck something up? What the fuck's going on? I'm expecting at any minute for them to go, Saturday tickets are soon the fuck out. Still only like 11:22 or some shit. Da-da-da-da-da. No email. Okay. So it's like, let me log into ShowClicks. Let me see if something's showing up on the ShowClicks account. Would not let me log into ShowClicks. I still luckily kept the other page open. I hit refresh and I could tell it was trying to do something. It came up again. 404 error, file not found. Link not found. It's like, shit. So I do it one more time. I'm now on the vendor page. You have 8 minutes to complete this page. That's where you're entering your billing information, your address and shit like that. Confirming your order. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Type it all in. Phone number. Okay. Confirm. Error. 404. Link not found. Oh, what the fuck? I hit it again.
Okay. Comes so back. Long you story have, short.
Yeah. No, you have 6 minutes. No, listen. This is how stressful. You have 6 minutes to complete this page. So my timer is clicking down and I ain't even got the chance to really do anything. But then I clicked it. And then it confirmed. And it said, you have 4 tickets to New York Comic Con. Yay. Shelby, boo. Streamers came out. Boo, confetti.
And by that point, I was just like, oh, this site crashed like 5 fucking times. I'm out of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't even let. I saw where some people, and I don't know what happened to you, because when you sent me your link, I could have went back in it.
I gave up. I mean, I'll have a press pass. That's what it comes down to. And they wouldn't have refunded me if I got a press pass later. So I saved $200.
No, they wouldn't have. It's going to be all meant to be. But also, I saw people going where they would tell them to refresh or tell them to do whatever. Or if somebody messed around and they X'd out the page and went to go back in it, either their link was not working again.
Yeah, it didn't work for me when I tried it later, but it worked for you when you tried it later.
It did. But or it was telling them that their email address was already assigned.
Yeah.
So it was super frustrating and super glitchy. And you tweeted them and they're like, just reload the page. Well, it's too late now, fuckers. It's too late.
Yeah.
You know, and it happened to not just us. We're not saying this because, oh, it happened to us. It happened to a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
The thing is that even at 11:45, there were still tickets available. Yeah. So
I think it'll be okay for the main sale.
You'll just try again. And then they made out like they were really trying to help people with the problem. Like, screenshots. My God, like,
yeah, send us our screenshots. And I sent them the screenshots immediately. And
you did. You were one of the first ones to do that.
Yeah.
And it was basically just, oh, well, better luck next time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what irritated me is like, if you weren't going to help, then you should have said that from the beginning. You should have said, get back in there. Or they should have immediately just sent people a new link. Like, I'll just send you a new link.
Well, and the thing that irritated me was like, they sent out all these perky instructions that were like, prepare for the sale, have snacks, have your friends' names on hand, have all this. I was like, one little piece of information would have been like, if it crashes, hit refresh.
Yeah. Well, they're so, well, then people would be like, what do you mean refresh? I've refreshed the queue page. I'll just see, people would get confused and, but yeah, so you have tickets to San Diego and I have tickets to New York. And
yay.
Well, we both go into Orlando and...
Yeah. All right. And if we're going to get this up, we got to wrap this up soon.
No, we got to talk Inhumans and we got to talk Runaways and we got to talk... No, I'm just playing.
Okay, just bye.
But... I'm just playing. But yeah, so you better get a press pass. New York Comic Con, get on it. You said 21 days, but...
I will. My application's in. All right.
If not, I'm trying on the general sale. Okay, that's our story.
Yay!
Tell us what you think. Yay. Did you love the trailer? Are you so dead?
Yeah. Have you figured out what it means to be so dead? Like 40 people have retweeted my tweet about being dead, so I think people are catching on.
Just the one I did with the alias thing, so like suddenly caught fire this afternoon and has been like. I retweeted like 62 times and have like 134 favorites.
All right. So,
yay.
We'll talk Inhumans and Runaways another day.